What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington yesterday on the, I guess what he is calling the excellent or extraordinary play of Christian Gonzalez for that football team on Sunday. Week.
And I will say this, because you brought it up. Has my opinion changed? My opinion has changed, then I think they'll go over the 4.5 wins. But if they do, it's going to be because of their defense.
All because of defense.
Yes.
Or mostly because of defense.
Or could you say the offense isn't killing them anymore?
Yeah, the offense is not going to make any mistakes. I don't know if Ramondre Stevenson's going to be able. I know Mayo said we're going to run. But I think, you know, defenses are going to do their best to try to slow that down. Mm-hmm. But it's really going to be about their defense. And if they do go over 4.5 wins, it's going to be because the defense carried them.
That is alarming, because you and Chaim have told me repeatedly that defense cannot win football games.
No, they can't win championships.
No, they can't win championships
in this league any further.
No, yeah. They win games. So, the Pittsburgh Steelers are evidence of that. They just can't win championships.
Right.
That's why Tomlin doesn't want a playoff game in like 6 years.
They make the playoffs almost every year, the Steelers.
And then they lose right away.
Yeah.
And I would also say that the new kickoff is the latest and greatest way to say that it's about safety when it's really about offense, because it was 20 yards for a touchback for my entire life. Then 5 years ago, it was the 25. Now it's the 30.
Wiggy and I were talking about this yesterday. The new kickoff rule is stupid.
So
like,
dumb.
I don't get it. Like, all they do, they kick the ball out. Nobody kicks the ball in. Doesn't create a play. It doesn't keep anybody safe. It's stupid.
Well, I will say the safety of the kickoff is better in the sense that it cuts down on the distance between the collisions. I will agree with that. But the question is, what is it in play for? Is the new kickoff rule because you want to see more returns? Is that why you made it this way? You have this zone?
No, they want the ball at the 30 because they want more offense. That's why it's there. They always say they care about the players. Well, there's going to be a Thursday night game tomorrow. They don't give a damn about the players.
So then it's not about the players. It's more about the offense.
Right.
Okay, so it's not about the safety of the game. Because
I believe
it's safer this way than it used to be. But what's the difference, right? If you run it, I guess the collisions are shorter. I think Rich had a good idea. We talked about this off air after the crossover. And I want to see more kickoff returns. So he made a good point where he said, kind of gave him the idea, if you kick it in the end zone, the offense should get it on like the 40-yard line. So you
basically like the flag for kicking it out of bounds.
Yes.
They call it the John Casey.
Yeah. When I played, if the ball went out of bounds, you used to get it at the 40. So what you do is you tell the teams, if you kick the ball into the end zone, if it's a touchback, the offense gets it at the 40-yard line. That would mean more teams would kick it into that 25-yard zone, and we would see more returns. Because I'd like the return element coming back to the game, and that's why I thought they changed that rules, because they wanted to see more returns and make the kickoff return bring it kind of back into the game of football.
So if this team ends up going over, ends up winning Sunday,
yep,
it's in your mind, it's all defense. It's all defense.
All defense.
And it has to be that way season long.
Well, their offense stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why. I mean, they don't have much talent there. But if last year's Patriots team was yesterday's offense or Sunday's offense, they would have won 4 more games. I mean, easily won 4 more games. They would have beaten the Giants. They would have beaten the Colts. They would have beaten the Chargers. Those are 3.
Commanders.
And the Raiders and the Commanders. That's 5 wins. Right? Am I wrong? Am I being over? Am I overstating?
No, you're absolutely right.
I wouldn't say the offense. I would say the quarterback, because I actually think this.
Well, you're talking about turnovers? Like,
yes. Yeah, and that's it. Because I think last year's offense.
Well, are they ever going to try to throw the football this season?
Greg.
But at some point, they're going to have to at some point.
Right.
Throw the football
only
more than 5 yards. Like, that's why it's dangerous after 1 week to determine it.
I mean, they lost a game at home 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
And in that game, Bailey Zappe threw 141 yards. So, I mean, the Patriots lost how many? They were shut out twice at home against the Saints and the Chargers. They lost to the Raiders, a game that was, I think, a 4-3-point game at that point. They lost to the Colts after the worst pass in the history of the NFL, the interception that Mac threw, not an overstatement. If they just do what they did last Sunday, they would have been a borderline playoff team last year.
Well, and see, it's about the quarterback, because I actually think this year's offense could be – I mean, last year's offense is going to be better when it comes to throwing the football, because I think Mac Jones is a better quarterback – skill-wise than Jacoby Brissett. It's just Jacoby Brissett won't make as many bad decisions, but you're not going to throw the ball with him. He's going to average, what, 125 yards a game? I mean, that's what their passing offense looks like. And you can't win football games like that.
Gerard says, I think that you can, because he basically has said that they're not going to throw the football much unless a defense is able to stop them running. So, I mean, if that is their mentality going into the season.
Yeah, but...
So I don't think he cares that 125 yards is going to be a stat line for Jacoby Brissett.
Well, then if he feels that way, then that tells me that you're going to be one of the leading rush teams in the NFL.
Correct. That's kind of their idea. That's their plan. They're going to run the football, they're going to not turn it over, and they're going to play defense. That's the goal. They're going to do what the Steelers are doing. The exact same thing.
And that'll get you wins, but that won't get you over the hump, you know?
Well, right. This year is a year for the Patriots to develop the offense, figure out the new system, get it ready for Drake May, and to lean on what they believe to be one of the best defenses in football. And I also think, Wiggs, tell me if you agree, it feels like the offenses are somewhat coming back to normal. Like, the years
how
of
week one always feels.
No, but last year, who led the league in touchdown passes?
In touchdown passes?
Last year? Was it Dak?
17-game season. It was in the 40s, I believe, the low 40s.
Oh, you're talking about players specifically?
Yes.
Okay,
Which player led the NFL in touchdown passes in 2023?
All right.
And my guess is, because we were at a period where it was 50, then 55, and now it's, with an extra game, it's still not even where it was then.
All right, so let me...
There, I got it right here.
You got it?
2023 regular season, bang.
I thought it was like Dak with 36.
It was. Dak Prescott, 36.
So in a 17-game season, 36 led the league. Six years ago, you were in the 50s with 16.
Yeah. It's just a little over two a game.
Right.
Yeah, but not multiple people were over 50. Like, it happened like sparingly with some of the greatest quarterbacks that have ever lived.
All right, so here you go. 2022.
In 17
by the
games.
Way, by the way, according to you, Joe Montana not on that list.
Right.
No, he didn't throw for 50 touchdowns.
No, just on the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, he's way down the list.
So
he stinks.
So 2020.
That guy would suck in today's NFL.
He stinks.
Yeah.
He would suck today?
In today's NFL, he would stink.
He was the best when he played. Why would he stink?
Yeah, because it was all defense. The good completion percentage back then was like 55%. Good luck. God.
You have such an irrational hate for Joe Montana.
No, I have an irrational hate for all the boomers who think that old football was better than current football, when in reality, current football is just better.
Is that the style of Patriots football we're talking about right now?
No. I'm saying in general,
run the football,
Greg,
play defense. Isn't that the style that we're talking about is going to win football games?
Greg, there's a reason Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks the world has ever seen, and it's because he's amazing and can throw the football. Back then, it was not the case.
Yeah, that style of football.
I mean, Steve Young was pretty damn good.
Yeah, Steve Young was good. Montana was good.
Steve Young probably better than Montana.
Steve Young is more of what the quarterbacks are nowadays.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think Montana would have been able to play. He would just be the Brady type of pocket passer. Like, he wouldn't be a guy that you would say, oh, he's not going to win you games running, but he can win you games because he's so smart.
I don't think you can compare back then to now. Because
think you can.
I don't think so. Because
if you put Josh Allen back there, he would have dominated like he's kicking ass now.
He's like, Shime's like, Jerry Rice, Scribeen.
No, Jerry Rice was amazing. That's another reason why Joe Montana's overrated. He was throwing at Jerry Rice.
What in the world?
Tom Brady was able to do it with Rashe Caldwell.
Yeah, I think that Tom Brady changed the way in which people take care of themselves playing in the league, so that would be a bit different for guys that used to play from who play right now. Yep. They'd probably be better in this day and age.
All the guys, Courtney, is what you're saying? Yeah, because they would take advantage of the technology and all the advanced. Because every
Abraham Lincoln, total bum, didn't have Wi-Fi.
Because you think about
also,
this.
Also, Joe Montana, potted mums guy. Not a cut flowers guy.
No, he was more of a plastic flowers guy.
You know what would be good in this era of football? John Elway. John Elway would be another guy.
Right.
You know who only won when he had a Hall of Fame running back?
John Elway.
True.
Yep,
but Courtney, you're right, because nowadays in all the sports, the guys, these guys are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on their body to stay in shape. If guys of the, you know, back in the old days, if they were playing today, they would be doing the same thing. So
But I don't think they were as talented. That's my point. Like, good for them. They have all of the, like, the benefits of playing in today's NFL. I don't think they were as talented.
Oh,
wait,
yes.
The human being constantly evolves. Athletes are constantly evolving.
One second.
I love this one.
Joe Montana, when he was alive in his prime, was the best there was, correct?
Yeah.
So then why wouldn't he use, just like he used everything that was around him in the 80s?
Because I think people now are more talented than they were back in the 80s.
Right.
Being that talented then, Curtis, there was a smaller pool of people that were that
talented.
Shime, I got
to disagree with you.
What?
Think about this. Shime, think about this.
This is the dumbest take ever. I love dumb takes.
All right, ready?
I give them. But think about this, Shime.
I'm here.
Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson, like... Bo Jackson.
Yeah, hold on.
Deion Sanders.
I'm talking about the quarterback position.
All right, so quarterback position. I think the difference is this. Here's the difference with the quarterbacks back then versus the quarterbacks now. The quarterbacks like Randall Cunningham wasn't viewed as somebody a team could build an offense around because they didn't want quarterbacks that had mobility and that kind of thing.
And that's why I'm saying that current quarterbacks are better.
So the quarterbacks
Current quarterbacks don't get hit.
Right.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Josh Allen takes plenty of hits.
No. Oh, my God.
He welcomes the contact.
They can't touch him in his knees. They can't touch him in his head.
When he's running in the open field, yes, they can, Curtis.
Oh, okay.
See, I think Shime's...
They can hit Josh Allen in the head in the open field.
No, you can't hit any player in the head in the open field.
Well, that's what I just said.
So I think, Shime, here's the thing. I think could a pocket passer survive or make it in today's game?
Not the same way you could back then.
See, I would disagree because if you had Dan Marino...
Tom Brady essentially was one.
Bingo.
Yeah, but he was perfect, like at everything. He's the one outlier.
The floor is yours.
Okay. Tom
he's
Brady,
one outlier.
Tom Brady said that the game's gotten easier for quarterbacks.
For him.
Like, I think...
What?
For him. Because he had all the answers to the test. That was
no,
the whole
no,
point.
He said it's been dumbed down. Yeah. Courtney's right.
So you don't think Dan Marino could play in today's game? I think Dan Marino would be lights out.
He's not going to
get you a bunch of... But Chime, aren't we talking about the best players?
Shakespeare would be a crappy writer
today.
But the
difference is Marino was an exceptional passer, Wiggy, right? Like, I don't believe that Joe Montana was this exceptional passer. Yeah. Like,
zero
he was good.
Zero respect for the olds.
Yeah, you're damn right.
I can't stand it. It's your whole generation. It's a giant problem.
There's a reason guys like Anthony Richardson are breaking relative athletic scores compared to the history of the sport. Like
athletic scores.
Yeah, because they're the most athletic people we've ever seen. That's the point.
Shime's like, Grogan and Eason could not play in today's game.
No, they would have sucked. They would have sucked. It would have been like Nathan Peterman.
Well, Marino would have been good. Elway would have been good. Warren Moon would have been good.
Warren Moon would have been fun.
In today's era. You said some 80s quarterbacks. We obviously talked about Elway would have been good.
I don't think Aikman would have been as good now as he was then.
What about
Kenny Stabler?
No.
What about the snake?
Johnny Unitas? No shot.
Game Dog has a good point. Will you bring this up to Boomer on Monday?
Sure. I don't have a problem.
Boomer,
my take.
Boomer would be good in today's game. See, I think Shime's miss.
I haven't watched enough Boomer to make a statement. I'll be honest.
I think what Shime's doing is getting like the Johnny Unitases and the Joe.
Like
Namath's.
Terry Bradshaw won four Super Bowls. He wouldn't do that
doing
in today's
what
NFL.
Everybody does when they are young and naive, which is discount anything that happened before them as if it has zero relevance to their life.
Yep.
And
discounting everything. Yep.
Oh, you are.
No, I'm not. I
mean, you are.
He's going JJ
Terry Bradshaw
Redick?
Won four Super Bowls. In today's NFL, Terry Bradshaw wouldn't sniff a Super Bowl.
Well, remember,
he would have had all the same things that the kids today had before he got there.
But I'm that. awesome. Good for him. I'm telling you, like, it wouldn't have been the same.
But what
like,
would just, what would have slowed what would have slowed Bradshaw down? Because I know he was before Elway
the fact
and Marino.
That, and defenses can't carry you to Super Bowls.
No, but
Bradshaw
but,
wasn't that good. He just had like the greatest defense of what was that?
So
the
you
70s?
Don't think he, so you
defense
don't,
won you a Super Bowl four. 5 years ago,
they
when you
won
were the
game.
New England Patriots.
Yeah, Greg, the game before that, they had to score 40-something points. Stop. What are we doing? I stop it.
You know what's an underrated movie? Failure to Launch with Terry Bradshaw.
Really,
good
really good,
yeah.
Curtis.
Thank you.
So you don't think Bradshaw is a good passer?
No.
That's why he would struggle.
Yes.
But Marino, some of those...
Like Marino could sling the rock.
Right. Jim Kelly. Warren Moon. But
yes.
But that's my point. Like the Bradshaw days... They didn't really throw the ball that much.
Bingo.
Marino and those guys, they threw it a lot. So
that's why like I don't put running back. Like I think a guy like Walter Payton could still have success in today's NFL because he was just a tremendous athlete running the football.
Thank you.
Whereas like when you look at the quarterback position in particular, those guys in the past would not have the same type of success.
Bo Jackson,
present day NFL.
Deion Sanders sucks.
Nope.
Well, yeah,
I'm talking specifically about the quarterback.
Yeah, because
Thank
the quarterback
you.
Position is
has evolved.
Is the biggest evolvement.
It's evolved. Curtis said it because you can't hit them.
Right.
Well, every single hit that happened in the 70s, 80s,
when you have to be able to throw the football,
and 90s,
Greg,
is
that's
a penalty
the
now.
But the smartest people 200 years ago would be even smarter today. The best athletes 200 years ago would be even better athletes today. If they were able to achieve the top of their game in the era in which they played, if you place them in another era with all the same things that the same people have, they would also rise to the
top. I disagree. I don't think that's the case.
Why?
Because humans constantly evolve, Curtis.
Right,
like,
so they would be...
People now are smarter than people before them. That's how it works. Like, it's just you constantly learn new things, and you grow, and you evolve.
I think we have gotten significantly dumber.
I agree. We have never been dumber. Have you gone outside?
Have you seen the technology we have, Curtis?
Yeah,
people
we are
far
smart.
More intelligent.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
We sit down and somebody tells us how to put a seatbelt on.
No.
Like, because you use...
They do that as safety reasons,
Chime,
Curtis. Not
because you're able to find Google things on your iPhone doesn't mean you're smarter.
No. But the person who made Google is way smarter.
But then the person
That's
who
the
invented
point.
The rocket? Like, no. Mm.
Yes. Or invented the stoplight. It's pretty impressive.
Aristotle.
super impressive.
And Aristotle,
I believe that was a brother, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe the guy who invented the stoplight was a brother. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, very impressive.
I would not know where to even begin to start. Like, what makes you think back in those days, like, you know what?
Yeah, we
if
need
we
a light.
Had lights,
if we had lights,
or whoever created the airplane, I'm
right.
always fascinated that
yeah.
planes
they were
can fly.
Yeah, they're right. Brothers.
They were brothers.
Right?
Yeah. yeah.
Right, brother. The white Wright brothers.
Were they the inventors of the plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or at least that's
the bicycle
what they,
shop.
At least that's what they tell
right.
me.
South Carolina or North Carolina?
Huh?
Come on and raise
Kitty
up.
Hawk. Kitty Hawk. North Carolina.
Yeah,
their license plate says first in flight. I don't remember.
Weren't
the
they
state.
Actually from like Ohio though?
I don't know anything.
Just
about
as long
that.
As that's like
North Carolina
true history, because you know sometimes
that's a beautiful the Outer Banks, not because of the show, because I've been there. That's a beautiful place
Gorgeous.
To go.
Never been.
Duck. I highly recommend Duck, which is a beautiful coastal town down there for a vacation if you're looking. All right.
Well, Shime.
Shime hates everybody except for Patrick Mahomes.
No, I didn't.
And Lamar
it.
Jackson. Let's get to
Courtney. Sling the Rock was my favorite.
Curtis, when a guy can spin it, he can spin it.
I hear you, bud.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox fell to the Orioles last night 5-3. Cutter Crawford went 6 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 6.
Also, remind me, Steve Jobs, boomer, yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
Boomer. Thank you. Created the technology that you're gloating about.
Yeah, and then people have since upgraded it, Greg. That's the point.
Bill Gates?
And when did, wait, hold on. When did he create that? Recently. Okay, got it. Like within the last 25 years? Oh, okay, got it. Since the turn of the century? Oh, okay, got it.
Last one with the Orioles tonight. 7:10 first pitch from Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Kyle Shanahan has clarified what Christian McCaffrey is dealing with injury-wise, saying he would have played in the game against the Jets if it was the playoffs, and that CMC has Achilles tendonitis. He's listed as day-to-day. And it is that time again to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I'll go first. I'm going to put the PGA Tour officials, including Tiger Woods, in timeout after they reportedly met with representatives from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund in New York yesterday. They're hoping to get a deal done that would send money from the PIF, $1 billion, to the PGA Tour enterprises after they told you you were supporting terrorists for taking that money.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to put the Red Sox in timeout because just when they...
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got everybody sort of back to see if they could win a game. They lost, and the season's over.
I had somebody that I was going to put time on. I should have wrote it down.
You kind of did during your lead. Like, I would put Donnie Sweeney and the Bruins in timeout for not getting a deal done yet with Jeremy Swayman. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
what's your
option there?
I don't know what the hell they're doing over there.
Give the kid a deal, pay him $8 million, and be done with it. Like,
I'm with you on that one. All right, I'll second that one. I will definitely second that. I don't get why they're waiting so long. Because the season starts, it's a month away. So are they in official training camp? Or when do they, like, when's the official hockey training camp?
I don't think they're in official yet.
Okay, so then it's just more like, all right.
States.
You want to know one thing? Bobby Orr sucked, according to Shime.
Bobby Orr.
Nope, this is football specific. Quarterback specific.
You know, it was a great invention. Whoever invented the clicker or the remote, I think that's the greatest invention to man for the television.
That allows you to be more lazy.
Well, yeah, the fact that, remember we used to get up to change the channels?
I would argue the microwave is the greatest invention of all time.
Yeah, but you can always put stuff in the stove.
Takes forever, though.
I might.
Well, Greg, you were there for the invention of the wheel, so I'm shocked you didn't go with that.
Without the remote, you constantly, either somebody has to sit next to the television, or you got to constantly get up.
Yeah. Well, that's what kids were for back in my day. Like, your old man would tell you to get up and change the channel.
And hold the antennas.
All right. Is that it?
Yes. And that was brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And what about that feeling when your knee or ankle or any joint feels like bone on bone? It's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at Ortho Laser with a Z, N-E.com.
Also the Swiffer. I have mentioned this many times when it comes to being a guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Swiffer has revolutionized the way in which we clean our homes.
Okay,
that thing is so simple. You throw the little cloth on the end of it. You're done. 5 minutes. Everything looks
great. Just get the robot that goes around and cleans
up. Why do men not like vacuums? Like that, you never touch them. You just like...
We don't like cleaning in general.
Right.
I don't mind a vacuum. A good one.
I love a vacuum.
Well, yeah, but you guys are unnaturally obsessed with that. Like, it's real... Like, a Swiffer, 5 minutes, everything's done. You don't have to worry about the... Getting the dust and stuff out of the corners. You just get
you
the general
like,
get the general area done. 5 minutes
can't suck nothing up on a carpet.
Yeah, carpet does nothing.
Don't
use a Swiffer on a carpet.
Don't have a carpet.
Here's Curtis with your order.
Hey, quick note because we're so late, it doesn't matter. Congrats on that big weekly 14-9 last week.
Oh, What does that mean? I don't care about the ratings. I don't know much about them. What does
just
that
under
mean?
A 15 share, which is okay. Pretty good, men 25-54. And by a wide margin, a 13 share, number one, adults, men and women 25-54 in the latest weekly.
Number one again with that. And adults is just remind me and Chad Finn. It's both men and women.
That's right. That's all okay. People.
All people.
25-54.
This show, number one, all people last week.
Yep.
Just the weekly, though.
What up, adults?
Just the weekly.
What up,
but,
adults?
But through 9 weeks, it's just, it's pretty remarkable.
And they don't even have to be technically adults because can't there be some younger listeners in there as well?
Not in that particular category.
Well, in the car, they might be listening as well, but they don't count for that.
Okay. All right.
But Scheim says 30 years ago, those ratings would have sucked.
Yeah,
64 degrees, sunny, afternoon high, 76.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.